Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Sleep Deprivation Institute's secret underwater headquarters somewhere off the coast of Iowa, it's the man dedicated to keeping the internet completely wired. This is Which Goes Off with Widget Walls.
Friends are dead. Not what it used to be. Now you'll never have a place like home to rest your head.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Widget Walls, and you are listening to Widget Goes Off here on QuickStopEntertainment.com. So, hi everybody. Welcome back. For those of you who braved San Diego, I hope you made it out in one piece. I didn't go this year. It's kind of hard for me to get myself revved up to go to San Diego, honestly, because there's very little out there that you can do that you can't do remotely from where you are. I mean, it's nice to get some FaceTime with folks, but that's about it. Unless you've got something specific, some project that you're pushing, that's about all you really need to go out there for. And I didn't have a place to sleep, so that was a big downer right there. But no, I mean, for those of you who are like, one of these days I want to get out to San Diego, it's good to do at least once. It's huge, and it's filled with people. I mean, people everywhere. You know, the convention center they've got out there, they've filled the entire floor with just booths of everything. And you're literally, especially like Friday, Saturday, and whatnot, you're just packed in like sardines with these things. And there's too much to see. I mean, you know, I remember one time when I was covering it for the other site, I had I was literally like time slicing between three panels that were happening at one time, 20 minutes for each. And, you know, I remember I'd gone into, you know, I don't even remember what JMS was doing, but there was some panel that JMS was doing, and I got up and asked him a question that apparently somebody had asked him at the first part of the panel, and he was giving me shit about, you know, stay off the drugs and you know, pay attention. And I really didn't have the heart to tell him, you know, JMS, the reason that I'm asking the question is because you were the third panel of the three that I wanted to get to this time because you're really the least important. You know, whatever. Spider totem. So there's that. Box office this weekend, I'll talk about that mostly in the article, the actual blogging portion of this mess. But you know, congrats to Kevin for, you know, $9 million on Clerks 2, our landlord and savior, Kevin. You know, I was thinking as I was looking at the numbers, I wonder how many films, how many franchises since, you know, really, you know, Clerks, even though the whole View Askew universe is its own franchise, really, I mean, the Clerks franchise itself, I mean, how many can say that they've done in one weekend three times what the total box office take of the original theatrical run of the first film was? And I was thinking about that, and I don't know what could say that. Box Office Mojo, sadly, for a lot of older films, like the first one that came to mind was Dawn of the Dead versus Night of the Living Dead, the originals, obviously. Because I don't, you know, Night of the Living Dead, did it even have a normal theatrical run? I know it was running in, I think I remember in one interview, Romero was talking about how they, you know, finished editing it, threw it in the trunk, and drove it to a theater where they were going to show it. I mean, how do you, you know, how do you gauge that? But I, you know, I don't know if anybody can really say that they surpassed by, you know, three in the first weekend, the original. And it's in the black, because if I'm looking at this correctly, it cost like $5 million to make. So you know, kudos to Kevin for doing that. And it's kind of along in the lines of his previous stuff. I mean, he's normally about 10, 11, 12 million when it comes to normal box office take in adjusted dollars. And that's really one of the things I like the most about Box Office Mojo, is that when people talk about, oh, it's the highest grossing movie of all time, bullshit. In adjusted dollars, is it really? Because, I mean, when you adjust the dollars, Gone with the Wind is like $1.2 billion. So, you know, you can just bite that. Anyway, so congrats on that. And Pirates, I just have to say about Pirates, I continue to be stunned by Pirates because it's still doing, 8,000 per theater average, in week three, and basically outperforming everything out there. Even with this weekend, which I thought there would be enough. I mean, there wasn't anything that was really going to smack it, but I thought there would be enough releases that would have, a certain number of people interested in it, that interested in them, that it would, it might drop, but it didn't even drop 50%. So I, 320 million, damn. Whereas Superman is still struggling to make 200, which, I don't know if it'll make. They'll probably leave it in theaters and let it eke until, eek, let it eke until it actually hits 200 million. We'll see. So anyway, so there's your box office. Here's the thing I want to talk about, and this was actually published in the Wall Street Journal on June 20th. That's how far behind I am on reading stuff. Because what I do is I have this MDA from T-Mobile, and I send things to myself so I can read when I'm, standing in line at Publix or something, because I hate to waste time. So basically, what this is, and I'll put a link to this in the article. It's a little email debate. It prints out to about 4 pages between two folks, and it's in regards to DRM, Digital Rights Management. Fritz Attaway, and it says that he's the Executive Vice President and Special Policy Advisor with the MPAA, where he handles communications, copyright, and international trade matters impacting MPAA member companies, including Sony and Walt Disney. And then there's also Wendy Seltzer. And she teaches at Brooklyn Law School. She's a fellow with Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society. And she's previously worked as an attorney with the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And what they're debating is whether or not does DRM stifle innovation? And if you have the ability to read this, I highly suggest that you read it. You'll find the link there on the quick stop page that I haven't written yet, but will. So it will be there. So if you can pause me and go read it, please do so, and the rest of us we'll just wait. I'll take a sip of my coffee while I'm waiting. All right. Okay, done? Good. So here's the deal. They're going back and forth, and you've read it, obviously, those of you that went away for that time. So I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but basically, in my opinion, Wendy's entirely in the wrong. She's obviously arguing against digital rights management, and she's wrong. The MPA, but that doesn't necessarily mean, mind you, that the MPAA guy, Fritz, is right. But Wendy is definitely wrong. And let me take you through why, because this really pisses me off. Now, again, I'm not reading you all of this. You're going to have to go and read it for yourself because I know you're literate and responsible people and can do that. But one of the things that Fritz talks about is that as far as innovation goes, well, you've got all the stuff that's happened with the DVD. So here's what Wendy says. You raise the example of DVD as a success story, but DVDs have hardly changed in the last decade. And my first reaction to that, when she said that, by the way, unquote, my first reaction to that was, what the hell do you want? With me, a DVD player, I would like it to play DVDs. I don't know about you guys, call me crazy, but I really like DVD players that play DVDs. And last time I checked, my DVD player plays DVDs, so I'm happy. In fact, DVDs have gotten snazzier as they've gone along, and that really has nothing to do with the player itself. So I'm fine. She goes on. True, they've gotten cheaper. Very true. True, they've gotten cheaper, but I still can't buy one lawfully that lets me take clips to create my own movie reviews or Daily Show style send-ups of my favorite films. What? Okay, let me move on. In the era of podcasts and YouTube, she says, I'm quite interested in seeing what those users can do as they become creators. Now, here's my problem, is that so her whole reason that that DRM goes against innovation is because that people can't do their own movie reviews using movie clips. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been writing movie reviews of stuff for a long time, and you don't need to pull clips of movies to do movie reviews. That's overrated. In fact, you don't even need to have the movie at all. I mean, one of the most popular things I did on One Tusk was my running commentary of Star Wars Episode 3. And I didn't need to have the movie playing in the background while I did that. It was so bad it seared itself into your mind, so when you're reading my commentary, you knew exactly what I was talking about. So I don't know what she's talking about. And she wants to do Daily Show style send-ups of her favorite films. So she wants to be able to basically rip the stuff off and use it like, I guess Entertainment Tonight does. Which, why would anyone want to emulate Entertainment Tonight? I don't know. But they get permission to do that. So I have a problem with that, but here's where the real problem comes from. She says, you talk about new viewing opportunities because Fritz has talked about DRM has made it possible for lots of things like iTunes. You know, the stuff that's available on iTunes for you to buy would not be there if the companies that create the companies that own them, that own the rights to them, didn't think that they would have some kind of way to protect their rights. Okay? You talk about new viewing opportunities while I'm talking about technologies that allow viewers, quote unquote, to become creators building on shared cultural reference. Now, let me skip ahead and read this other thing where she says, quote, none of us creates from scratch. Rather, one creative work is input to the next. Now, I'm sure Wendy is a wonderful person. Okay? I mean no disrespect when I say this. But she has no idea what the fuck she's talking about. Okay? So next time they want to send somebody to debate the MPAA, for God's sake, don't make it Wendy Seltzer. None of us creates from scratch. Rather, one creative work is input to the next. Okay? I am a creator. Okay? I am an artist. I have two books in print, and I have, three books that are available only from download from my website. Okay? I didn't have to rip off anybody else's stuff to create these works, okay? I didn't. My short story anthology starts off with a zombie story. I didn't have to go rip off anybody else's zombie story and pull dialogue or situations or text whole cloth out of it to create my zombie story. Now, granted, pretty much any time you do a zombie story, you've got some kind of homage or something going on in there where you're very aware that George Romero is hanging above you somewhere and his influence on the genre, okay? But that doesn't mean you have to go rip off bits of Night of the Living Dead, all right? Perfect example that hopefully all of you have seen. Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead is a wonderful parody that plays off of stuff from all of George Romero's films, okay? It managed to do that, even making direct jokes to things, like the whole thing about Barbara, and it managed to make jokes about that stuff without ripping anything off. Aha, you say, well, it did use some of the music from Dawn of the Dead, and it closed the movie with the gong from Dawn of the Dead. Well, guess what? They got permission to go do that, okay? And I'm sorry. Those sequences were funny. They would have been funny anyway without it. That was just the icing on the cake. But they weren't necessary. And they did it the right way. I mean, my novel is a coming-of-age novel. I didn't have to go rip off anybody else's coming-of-age novel to make that novel. I didn't lift any. I've read, I've seen plenty of movies about coming of age. I've read books about coming of age, right? It's practically its own genre. I didn't rip off anybody. I'm sure they all influenced me, but there's a difference between cultural influence and I'm whining because I can't rip off some bit of video from something from my DVD player in order to create something else. That's not creation, okay? If you want to create something, then go create something. And if you want to use somebody else's stuff to create something, then go get permission. But I don't see why you would need to do that anyway. See, this is what kills me about people who whine about digital rights management, okay? Because I don't think really any of them are creators, okay? Because if they were creators, they wouldn't be whining about how Steamboat Willie, right? Everyone's upset that Disney wants to keep Steamboat Willie and not release it into the public domain. You know what? Who the fuck cares? Who the fuck cares if you can't use Steamboat Willie and mix it up and I don't know. rip it off frame by frame or whatever it is that you people want to do to it. Okay? And Steamboat Willie is just an example. All right? But who the fuck cares? It's Disney's. Let them have it. Is it so important that you can't make your own animated cartoon without having the rights or the ability to screw with Steamboat Willie? Are you that devoid of your own imagination and creativity? I mean, seriously, what the fuck is the problem? It's like all of you people out there, you know, you want to be able to screw with, let's say the X-Men. You have your own X-Men story. Look, I hate to break it to you, but you're never going to write the fucking X-Men, okay? You're never going to write the fucking X-Men. Just get over it, all right? Now, one of you might turn out to be the next Brian Michael Bendis, and if that's the case, and if you're listening to this, come talk to me in 10 years, and I'll shake your hand, okay? But only if you're good. I mean, if you make the X-Men suck as bad as they are right now or don't do anything to improve it, I don't even come talk to me. But you understand what I'm saying. Why do you have to make it the X-Men? Perfect example. Watchmen, right? You've heard of that, right? You do know that Alan Moore was originally going to do that with the Charlton Comics heroes, right? Like Blue Beetle, okay? All of those characters, Captain Atom, he was going to use those. Captain Atom turned into Doc Manhattan. Blue Beetle turned into, Night Owl. Thank you. I kept thinking Owl Man, and I'm like, no, that's the Crime Syndicate. That's how big of a geek I am. I'm correcting myself on obscure heroes' origins. He turned it into Watchmen. It's a classic of the genre that people say it hasn't been matched. Okay? That's how you do it. Go make your own fucking X-Men. But don't call it the X-Men. You know, why do you have to have the X-Men? Why do you have to have these other people's stuff? Just tweak it and run with it. Warren Ellis talks about it all the time. Well, I wrote this for this, and they didn't want it, so I tweaked it and turned it into my own thing. It's perfectly normal. And Wendy, no one had to go and rip off Blue Beetle or anything else like that to make Watchmen. That was the reference that was being made. But you didn't need the rights to that to go do it. Alan Moore could have done Watchmen at any comic company. But he did it at DC, because that's who paid him. And of course now he fucking hates her guts, but whatever. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to make it clear to you. If these people who are complaining about not being able to rip off stuff and make their own stuff with it, okay? If they spent one third of the time and energy that they put into bitching and whining about the fact that they can't get to Steamboat Willie or the X-Men or anything else that they want, all right, and instead put that into creating their own stuff, then the world would be a much better place. And we would have so much shit to read and listen to and watch, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. Now, I said the MPAA, that doesn't necessarily make them right, okay? I said this whole thing doesn't make them right. But here's the trick. Okay, Wendy talks about in here about, well, if people are going to get fed up and they're going to go to Congress. That's a great fucking idea. That's right. Name one thing Congress has done right in recent memory. Okay, right? This is the U.S. government. Okay, and let me just run off a list of things here, and I'm sure you'll find something on this thing that you go, oh yeah, they're behind that, aren't they? They fucked that up really good, right? The war on Iraq. Whatever you think about that. Okay, I'm sure that there are ways that they could have done that better. Okay, whatever your opinion is on that. Katrina response, okay? The government on all levels had a bit of a problem with that, right? Okay? They give themselves raises every single year for what? The same fuck-ups that they always do. They're spending more and more money than they can possibly have. There's, that whole deficit thing. They screw us on taxes. They can't teach children. There's this whole list of things. I've got a great idea. Let's put them in charge of the entertainment industry. What the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, seriously, folks, there is a perfectly logical and simple way to deal with this, okay? If you don't like the DRM or anything, if you don't like anything having to do with the stuff that you're buying, stop fucking buying it, okay? You don't have any right at all to dictate to a creator how it is that they should release that stuff and what rights they should release to you. Now, what am I talking about? I mean, my stuff is available for free download from my website. You can go buy it from Amazon, or you can go read it for free on my website, whatever you want to do. So, I mean, that's where my money is. It's where my mouth is. Okay? But you can't come and tell me to do that. I'll do it for free, but if you try to come and mandate that I do that, I'll gnaw your fucking arm off. Because don't tell me what to do with my own stuff. Now, I agree with you. I think more creators should do that. I think you're an idiot if you try to put any restrictions on how people can access your stuff. Because the pirates, the real serious pirates, whatever DRM you put on there, they're going to break. Okay? So who are you pissing off? Your normal everyday customers. And I think I've said this before. We've got lives. We could probably Google how to rip whatever we want to. But we have lives. We have shit we have to do. Here's a secret. Next time you're going to go pay for something, any form of entertainment, okay? Whether it's a book, whether it's a comic book, whether it's a movie, whether that's on DVD or in the cinema, okay? Whether it's music, whether you're going to go see a band, okay? Anything. Take a look at and think before you pay. Do I agree with their stance on this stuff? Look at the CD. Is it a DRM encoded CD? If that's the case, is that going to be a problem for you? All right? I don't care if you'll be able to rip it through some utility that you downloaded. Think about it. Is it going to be a problem for you? If you don't agree with the way that it's being presented, put it back down. Don't buy the concert ticket. Don't walk into the cinema. And instead, go support some artist that agrees with you. Because here's the problem. You're doing exactly like those folks who were bitching and complaining about the title Attack of the Clones while waiting in line to buy a t-shirt that said Attack of the Clones on it. You are voting by buying. You are voting with your pocketbook. Every time you buy a DRM CD that's got that on it, okay, you're saying yes, it's okay to have DRM. Now, if you're fine with DRM, no problem. I have no problem with you, okay? But don't go buy something like that and then bitch and wonder why it is that they're putting it on everything. You know, don't watch television if you know that the network or whoever it is that's behind the show is not in favor of you being able to TiVo that. Okay? Don't. I tell you what, this would all have been solved if long time ago, and this is the first thing I could really remember where I was just like, what the fuck is that about? You remember all the Fox fan sites for like Simpsons and X-Files and stuff that Fox tried to shut down because they were using images and stuff like that? Ooh, on the internet, right? If all of those Fox fans had said, you know what? We're your fans and we're trying to promote your shows for free and you're fucking with us. You know what? Fuck you. And stopped watching the shows. And all of a sudden all the ratings had dropped and they had done their best to screw Fox. Fox would have apologized. And that would have set a precedent that said, don't fuck with the fans. Okay? That's what you have to do. That's seriously what you have to do. Don't go whining to Congress. Don't go whining to the EFF. Okay? Don't go whining to anybody. Because there are plenty of artists, okay? Whether it's movie makers or musicians or authors or anything, okay? Who will let you do whatever you want? I need a perfect example. Exit Mind Bomb. Okay? I could have gone, and I could have probably gotten permission. You know, I would have taken forever, but I would have had to pay some fees or something to get, like, permission for, like, Rage Against the Machine, Guerrilla Radio, or something like that. Okay? I could have done that. All right? But instead, you know what? Exit Mind Bomb is a great band. I know how to get in touch with them. I love their stuff. I want to promote them. So I contacted them, and they gave me permission to use their song, and now I'm using their song. And that's my theme music from here on out. Okay? So that's the difference. Exit Mind Bomb wants you to know about them. And, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't be crazy about, you know, I'm sure they'd be crazy about, oh, darn, you know, they have all these MP3s online. Oh, darn, please share this with your friends so they'll get hooked on us too. Oh, darn. You know, oh, my God, we might actually become popular and people might want to listen to us. Oh, my God. You know, what a horrible fate. So that's what I'm talking about. Find the people like that. Don't go to some concert from some band that, like, doesn't want you downloading their MP3s, if that's your thing. Find some local band that needs your money, okay, and wants you as a fan, and go see them instead. Go support some local fucking music, okay? go see some independent cinema from somebody who these people out there like Steve Soderbergh, who's trying to put things out on DVD and in theaters at the same time, who's being experimental. Okay? These filmmakers who have got their stuff online that you can remix. Go support them instead. Okay? Go support authors that are putting their stuff online. I'm not just talking about me. I mean, Cory Doctorow is one. There's plenty of people out there who've got their stuff under Creative Commons who want you to remix their stuff. Okay? I think that's great. That's what you need to be doing. Not bitching and moaning about the MPAA and RIAA. As soon as you make it a problem where it's affecting their bottom line, that will fix it better than any law or anything else could. Okay? So that's what you need to do. And quit bitching and moaning about, oh, I can't do this. If somebody gives you shit about it, leave them. Leave them. So there you go. I got all heated up about that one. I'm sorry. It pisses me off when you've got people talking about, that they can't create unless they can rip off somebody else's stuff. You know what I mean? And yeah, fine. Okay. Like I've mentioned before, Lawrence Lessig has got a way to copyright this that'll fix everything. And I agree that some stuff should go into the public domain. But, don't mandate shit. Don't be telling creators how to do it, how to do what it is that they do. Because you're just going to breed resentment and you're going to piss us all off. Oh, God. Now I need some decaf. That was intense. All right. I hope that made some semblance of sense. If it doesn't, let me know. The email address is widgesucks@needcoffee.com. WIDGESUCKS at needcoffee.com. So give me a buzz if you feel like it. And next week, who knows what the fuck we'll talk about? I have no idea. I'm sure something will come to me. I'm sure I'll find something from 3 weeks back that I haven't read, haven't read yet and go, oh, really? So anyway, that's that. Until next time, be sure to check out the other good stuff here on Quick Stop. Be sure to check out the other good stuff on Need Coffee, and be sure to support some local artists, or not even necessarily local artists, but because, we have the internet. Everybody's local now. But support some artist that actually wants your support. And fuck these other guys, at least until they come around. All right? Until next time, be good.